More anti-regime demonstrations have been held in Bahrain. Thousands of protesters have poured into the streets in defiance of the crackdown by the Al Khalifa regime.
Anti-regime protests were staged in several towns across the country. The demonstrators chanted slogans calling for freedom and democracy. The protests turned violent in some locations, with the security forces using tear gas to disperse the crowds. Meanwhile, Bahrain's main opposition group Al-Wefaq says regime forces detained over 200 school children in 2013 during raids on their homes and even schools. In its report, the group also said more than 7,300 people have been arrested since last year. The report lists human rights violations related to arbitrary detentions, judicial prosecutions of activists, torture, degrading treatment, and unnecessary use of force. Bahrain has seen massive demonstrations on an almost daily basis since February 2011. The pro-democracy protesters were encouraged by the popular revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, initially demanded political reforms and a constitutional monarchy. But the demands soon solidified into outright calls for the ouster of the Al Khalifa regime, as the government opted to suppress the popular revolt. In March of the same year, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates were called in to help quash the peaceful protests. The Saudi-backed forces brutally cracked down on any dissidents who dared to defy the ban on gatherings. But the violence, which continues to claim the lives of Bahraini activists, has not received proper coverage from mainstream media outlets. Nor have international organizations taken any practical measures to end the crackdown on the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Washington has also refrained from condemning the human rights violations in the island nation, which hosts the 5th Fleet of the U.S. Navy. Anti-U.S. sentiments have been on the rise in Bahrain over reports that U.S.-made military equipment is being used against peaceful anti-regime protesters. And in early 2012, Washington announced it was going forward with its decision to sell approximately $1 million of military equipment to Bahrain.
At the international level, unfortunately, we are victim of this complication of Western interests, victims of arms deals and that's why the whole Western country are silenced, unfortunately, especially United States and UK are silent. And in fact, they're supporting directly and indirectly the government, and they are not weakening all this movement calling for democracy and human rights.
The Bahraini regime keeps arresting activists and sentencing them to many years in prison. But the activists remain undaunted and say they are determined to continue the protests until their demands for freedom and democracy are met.